47 minutes past 1 o'clock, and thousands of young children were inspired by the Olympics and Paralympics in London in 2012. And none more so than our next guest. He may be a little too young to compete at Rio, but he had his mind firmly fixed on a professional sporting career. Six-year-old Rio Wolf was born with a rare bone deficiency in his lower right leg. He had no tibia, no knee or ankle joint. His leg was amputated below that knee when he was just 14 months old.
Yeah, he's quite honestly, that is one in a million chance. His parents took him to the 2012 Paralympics, and afterwards Rio became desperate to meet his Paralympic superheroes, have a running blade of his own and start practising to become a Paralympian.
Well, because of that, his story has attracted worldwide attention. Last year, he was invited as a special guest to the Brazilian Paralympic Committee, to the school Paralympics in Sao Paulo, and also to Rio to meet the 2016 organising committee and to talk about how London had particularly inspired him.
And this summer, Rio visited Winter, who is a dolphin with a prosthetic limb, at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Florida. He spent the day with the CEO, David Yates, who was really interested to hear about Rio's condition.
You have the coolest legs in the world now. These are the coolest legs I've ever seen.
This is the coolest flipper that I've ever seen.
It's pretty cool, it is.
Oh, I don't want to break it, it's very hard.
It's the only one in the world, by the way, so.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Heavy, isn't it, Rio?
When Rio did sort of ask us and we explained to him, thank goodness I could still find the video on the PC.
Yeah, right,
so I sat him
sure.
in front of the PC, found the video and just played it to him, where
showed
we said, Rio, this is the reason you're having the surgery tomorrow. When you're old enough, we're going to show you this video.
Yeah.
And then you'll understand that we, you know, in 2009, these are the options open to us.
Right.
In 2019... there might be some miracle surgery, but we have to make this decision now, and
right.
this is the best option for
yeah.
your future. So,
yeah.
And I said to Rio afterwards, do you have any questions? And he just said no.
Well, I caught up with Rio and his sporting hero, Johnny Peacock, to hear how excited they both are about the 2016 Games.
We're going to see Paralympic swimmers, and we're going to see running, and we're going to see every sport.
Is there one that you're most excited about seeing?
Running.
And who do you really want to see when you watch the running?
Johnny Peacock, Alan. I've forgotten the other names.
Well, they're probably the two most important ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
You'd like to be a proper athlete when you grow up, is that right?
Yes.
And how's that going for you? How is your running going for you at the moment?
Good, thank you.
You've got a blade of your own now that you can run with. What's it like? Do you wear it all the time?
Yes. It's yellow and green. It's got Rio 2016 on. It's got one Rio 1 on.
And what does it feel like to have such a cool leg?
Awesome. I was speaking in American then.
And tell me a little bit about how fast it feels. What does it feel like when you're running with it?
Very fast.
Really? Do you beat other boys at school?
A little bit.
A little bit. And you were in America not that long ago and you met a dolphin.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Or maybe three.
What was the dolphin's name?
Winter.
And what was special about Winter?
She had a prosthetic tail.
So just remind me again, Rio, who your favourite sporting hero is and why.
Alan Oliveira and Johnny Peacock.
Well, I couldn't do both. But you'll be very pleased to hear that I've got one of them with me. Johnny's here in the studio. Do you want to say hello?
Hello, Rio.
Hello, Johnny.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah? Good to speak to you. I'm glad Alan's not here. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to deal with me. Yeah. How was America? How's
good
the dolphin?
Good to
Yeah, I see. I got to see a few photos of you out there. I see you doing some kind of football thing.
Yes.
What was that?
Football. You know a table? We already went on the table.
Yeah? You it was like table football and you were like real people doing it?
Yes.
Oh, but that was cool.
Johnny, how does it feel to know that someone like Rio has been so inspired by you and your story?
it's pretty cool, I suppose. It's been great to see Rio. I remember you were... I think the first time we saw each other was a long time
yes.
ago, wasn't it? Just after London, in Lee Valley. I remember that day. We'd done a little bit of running together, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we saw each other in Manchester, I think, as well. I'm sure we're going to see each other soon, though.
Yeah.
We always see each other, so I'm sure it won't be too long, don't worry.
Do you remember what it was like meeting Johnny for the first time?
Awesome.
Johnny, how old were you when you started out running?
15, I think, so you've got a bit of a head start on me, don't you? You've already got your blade and everything.
Yes.
So you're all ready to go. Are you going to do any races?
In
a few years,
four
maybe.
4 days.
In 4 days? Are you doing a race? What race are you doing in 4 days?
Triathlon or something.
Are you?
Wow.
So are you going to do a bit of cycling and swimming too?
I just cycled about 2 weeks ago my first time. swim.
Really? Do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, that's awesome. What about swimming? Are you going to do a bit of that too?
Yes.
I can never swim. You might probably beat me in the pool and on the cycling track.
So you'll beat me in the pool.
No. You haven't seen me swim. I'll be sinking and you'll be there swimming away.
What advice would you give Rio to become a Paralympic athlete?
Just enjoy it, but it sounds like you already enjoy everything you do, which is great, you know. Don't take it too seriously. Just keep enjoying yourself, do whatever makes you happy and puts a great big grin on your face, you know. I'm sure mum and dad are doing everything they can to put that big grin on your face, so just keep doing it, yeah. I didn't ever believe that I'd be in the London 2012 Paralympics, so you just got to take it, and if it comes, and that's fantastic, you know. You just got to be really happy if that call ever comes, but you know, you train hard and you keep enjoying it, really. I'm sure that something will come about.
What are you most looking forward to yourself, Johnny, with a year to go?
Just really going to try and really knuckle down this next year and really put some hard work in, you know. Obviously we've had 3 good years leading up, we've learned a lot over them. We just need to put all that into practice, really, and really go for it, you know. We've really gone for it, you know, 1 year or 2 years so far. We just need to make sure that this is the next year that we really nailed down.
What a lovely young man. That was Rio speaking to Johnny Peacock.